Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, that chaos caught on camera. What investigators revealed overnight about a deadly shooting at a mall right next to the spot where another mass shooting took place just 3 years ago.
And it's a rough morning commute. We're following crashes around Wake County. I'll show you the backups and how to get around them.
Classes are canceled today here at NC State. Students instead are encouraged to focus on their mental health. We're live from the university with some of the activities that are in place for the day.
A busy start to our Thursday right here as we bring you inside our WRL studio at 8 a.m. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A very busy start, and we have to start with the beautiful weather
yes.
that we're about to experience today. I was just talking to Amy Wilmoth. She's here this morning with us, too, and she said, whatever you do, go outside. And I think Elizabeth Gardner would probably agree with that, right, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. It's going to be so gorgeous today. We do have some high, thin clouds that are hanging around out there for us this morning. We're going to see more and more of that this afternoon, but it's not going to stop our temperatures because of the wind, our wind coming out of the southwest, bringing in some of this very warm air from down south. It's 59 right now in Durham and all across the Triangle area. 55 in Fayetteville, 60 now in Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, and Wilson. And we've jumped to 52 up in Roxboro. Our temperatures are running anywhere from 5 to about 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. Yesterday, we climbed to 76. If we're on track with that, we'll easily hit 78. We'll see if it gets any warmer than that. One of the things that will keep those temperatures down a little bit is some of the cloud cover that starts to work its way in later on this afternoon. But that is well above normal, close to record highs. Here's a look at Futurecast as we push it through the rest of the day. You can see the cloud cover kind of coming and going and that flow coming up out of the southwest, keeping things nice and warm for us. We're watching the potential for some rain that rolls in tomorrow morning during the morning commute. But the timing of this has slowed down in the latest runs of the computer model. So this is 8 a.m. So if you're headed out around 6 or 7, you may end up without much trouble. And it also means that it's running a little later. It's hanging around a little longer, which could affect folks who are planning to head to FanFest in downtown Raleigh on Friday afternoon. So we'll talk more about the timeline for that rain moving out and some colder air pushing in. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:02, it is a busy morning. We're going to start off on the eastern side of Wake County with that live camera at 64 at Edgemont Road. And there's a report of a crash as you head down toward the 64 Business I-87 interchange there. Seeing those heavy westbound delays this morning, leaving Zebulon, heading toward Knightdale. You can see with that live update, it just jumped up to a 22-minute backup. Consider using 97 to 64 Business as an alternate route. That'll get you around most of those delays. As you can see very clearly there, the backups begin right around the Lizard Lick Road interchange and extend all the way down toward the 64 Business I-87 interchange. Just getting reports of some sort of an incident on 540 right around the Six Forks Road area, seeing some backups building in both directions. But of course, the westbound side is the most heavily traveled at this point of the day, and so we're seeing some very heavy backups from Lewisburg Road all the way out towards Six Forks. Still seeing some lingering backups coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. We had an earlier crash right around the Clayton Bypass coming in from McGee's Crossroads this morning. You're going to run into those significant slowdowns. Then as you head into the south side of Raleigh, 40 westbound at Rock Quarry Road, beyond that interchange, you can see some activity there from an earlier minor crash. It's all over on the right shoulder, but we're seeing about a 7-minute backup overall from 440 out to US 1. Then you're going to run into more delays on 40 westbound. We had an earlier report of a disabled vehicle on 40 west around Page Road. They have cleared that in the past few minutes, and it's starting to ease up a little bit. But from Wade Avenue out toward the 885 interchange, you're looking at about a 9-minute slowdown.
Classes are canceled at NC State today as the university holds a wellness day for students to focus on their mental health. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from campus to explain the thinking behind this day, the timing of it, and how it is so needed right now. Laura?
Students here at NC State are not going to class today. The people you see walking past me are actually planning to participate in a wellness day. They are encouraged to take a step back, reset, and recharge. Several activities are planned for the day, such as a wellness relaxation station and even yoga. Now, this wellness day was already on the calendar for this semester, but it became very necessary after a student was found dead this past Saturday in Sullivan Hall. This is the fifth reported suicide at the school and the eighth student death overall this school year. In recent months, NC State has increased the number of counselors on campus and is now providing telehealth services. We talked to students who were really expressing, feeling the emotions of feeling numb and overwhelmed. The university said students can reach a counselor now immediately. They no longer have to sit and wait on a wait list for an appointment to reach out to a mental health specialist. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
We learned new information after midnight about the victims in the second mass shooting this week that's making national headlines. This says new video this morning shows us the moments shots rang out inside that mall in El Paso, Texas. One person died. Three people were hurt in the food court area of the Cielo Vista Mall last night. The hospital treating the victim said after midnight, two people remain in critical condition. They are both men. The other is in fair condition. Police are now working to learn what led to that shooting. The mall is right next to the Walmart, where a shooter killed 23 people in an attack back in 2019.
Today, the family of a man who died in Raleigh police custody will call for the officers involved to be charged with manslaughter. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump will make the announcement along with the family of Darryl Williams. Williams died after officers used a taser on him several times while trying to arrest him last month. Today's briefing is planned for 11:30 this morning, and we'll bring you any updates on our noon news and on WRL.com.
A funeral is planned today for a Hillside High School student shot and killed near campus. We've learned 17-year-old Anthony Feaster is the teenager who died earlier this month along the American Tobacco Trail. Another student was also hurt in that shooting. Police have not made any arrests in the case or said what led up to that violence.
A second person is facing charges after students brought guns to two local schools on the same day. 58-year-old Marvin Davis is charged with failing to store the gun properly. Police say a 6-year-old who lives with Davis had an unloaded handgun in his backpack at Fairview Elementary in Rocky Mount on Tuesday. The child didn't threaten anyone with the gun. Separately, a woman was charged after officers say her son brought a gun to Wendell Middle School to show classmates on Tuesday as well.
We're tracking two big expansions this morning at RDU International. That's where you're looking live right now. First, Avelo Airlines will officially move to Terminal 1 as it opens its new base there. RDU is now one of its five hubs around the country. The move will create more than 50 jobs at RDU. Southwest and Spirit Airlines already operate in Terminal 1. Also, Breeze Airways is launching its first nonstop flight out of RDU today. The airline is offering flights to Hartford, Providence, and New Orleans in Terminal 2. It plans to add five more destinations soon, including Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Columbus, and Jacksonville, Florida. WRAL's Naya Harden gives us a closer look at these big changes in the next half hour.
600,000 people in North Carolina could be one step closer to getting health insurance today. The State House is set to hold a final vote on a bill to expand Medicaid. The multi-billion dollar federal program now has bipartisan support. It shows Republicans have had a change of heart on the Obama-era policy, which Democrats have backed for years. Our state is one of 11 yet to expand Medicaid. The state Senate backs a different version of the bill.
New this morning, firefighters rescued several pets after a house fire in Rollsville. Take a look at this. The town's fire department posted these photos to Facebook. You can see there's not much left after the flames tore through the home near Pulleytown Road. Firefighters say no one was home, but they managed to save two dogs and a cat who did need oxygen. Investigators have not said what started that fire.
You can buy a piece of fashion history and support a good cause. The special tribute to a Durham legend, Andre Leon Talley, that is happening today. Plus,
a helicopter crash caught on camera. What investigators are saying about the wreck over an Alabama neighborhood.
And our temperature climbs to 78 this afternoon, but just in time, winter returns for that outdoor hockey game the Canes are playing over the weekend. I'll show you the big drop in our temperature Friday and how chilly it'll be for the game coming up.
A12 on your Thursday morning. Boy, I sure hope you have plans to get outside. This is a live look at Clinton. It's beautiful now, but it's going to get even more beautiful as the day goes on. Temperatures almost reaching 80 degrees. I mean, we are in February here. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to time out the temperatures and when we can expect to get the warmest today.
We're going to see temperatures in the middle of the afternoon climbing up into the upper 70s. We do have some sunshine that's trying to peek through some high thin cloud cover. It started to cloud up a little bit more here in Chapel Hill. This view courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. But it looks a lot like yesterday where we had some thin spots and some sun tried to peek through and then it clouded up. It'll be very much like that. It's also going to be breezy this afternoon. After we get past lunchtime, we'll see winds steady out of the southwest at about 15 to 20, gusting up to 25. And that, of course, is helping to push that warm air in. We're also watching the front back to the west. This is the one that brings us rain for tomorrow morning. Lots of lightning with this overnight last night, but it's beginning to weaken just a little bit. It will likely get ramped up again later this afternoon. As a matter of fact, as it moves into parts of the deep south up through Ohio, there's a good chance of severe weather along this front. But as it moves farther east, that's not the case. This red shaded area is a tornado watch. We've had a recent tornado warning in that watch area. But this is a look at our severe threat. This is a new update. It shrunk just a little bit, but it includes parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. But once we move it to tomorrow, as the front slides eastward, that severe weather threat diminishes. So we're not under a severe weather threat. Watch what happens. The green and the blue color contours are where the atmosphere could support severe storms. But watch how that index really shrinks and just dissipates as that front moves across the Appalachians toward us. So that's definitely good news. We're going to see some cloud cover on and off. There's lunchtime. We'll pause it again at about 5 o'clock. We'll roll it ahead to tomorrow morning. This is a new run of the computer model, and it's slower with the rain getting here in the morning, and it's slower with it leaving in the afternoon. So that may be a good thing for some folks who head out early. At 6 a.m., that rain is still to the west. So if you're traveling between, say, 6 and 7, you're looking pretty good. By 9 a.m., we're seeing some rain around Durham and Raleigh. So if you tend to travel during the latter part of the morning commute, it may be a little bit messy for you. If you're planning to head to FanFest, it starts at 11 o'clock. There may still be some rain right at lunchtime. And even at 2 o'clock, a sprinkle lingers. But after 3 o'clock, it looks like we should dry out and we'll clear out potentially by 5. But our temperatures are going to be dropping. So we start in the 60s at lunchtime, at 5 o'clock 57, and then we drop it on down into the 40s during the evening, and it is going to be blustery. And for the game on Saturday, that outdoor game, folks who are going to be tailgating, temperatures will be in the low to mid 50s. But once you go into the stadium and settle down, it's going to be chilly. Temperatures in the low to mid 40s during the game. Our temperature bounces back up to 61 on Sunday. So it's winter, you know, just in time for the outdoor hockey game. And then we're warmer next week, Monday, 68 for President's Day. Brian?
8:15 right now. Let's get you up to date on these big delays that we are following. Starting off on the north side of Raleigh with a report of a crash, according to our partners at Waze, on 540 westbound between Falls of Neuse Road and Six Forks Road. Heavy delays as you head in from Lewisburg Road and Capitol Boulevard through the Falls of Neuse interchange. Right now we're measuring a 24-minute backup from Lewisburg Road out to I-40, but of course, almost all of that is between Lewisburg Road and the Six Forks Road area. If you can pick up 540 westbound from Six Forks Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Also look out for a little bit of an eastbound delay that's starting to build as you head between Six Forks and Falls of Neuse Road. We'll head out to 64 at Edgemont Road, heading out of Wendell into the Knightdale area. There in the distance is the 64 Business I-87 interchange. We had an earlier crash there. It looks like they have made some progress getting that cleared. A look at the live sensor data indicating a 15-minute delay now coming in from Zebulon back toward the Knightdale area. Consider using Highway 97 to 64 Business as an alternate route. Still seeing some delays on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. We had an earlier crash out there, about a 5-minute slowdown. Clearing up nicely right now on the south side of Raleigh. Still seeing about a 2-minute delay as you head away from Wade Avenue out toward 540.
And here in the WRA Live Center, we continue to track this breaking news out of Kissimmee, Florida. We want to take these live pictures courtesy of one of our affiliates there in Orlando. This fire is burning at a place called Nursery Supplies, Inc. It broke at around 2 o'clock this morning. According to reporters on the scene, 2 acres worth of pallets holding plastic planters are burning, and crews are using like 4,500 gallons of water per minute to douse these flames. You can see the plume of smoke just rising in the sky there. Crews say the other concern is that propane tanks are not far away from this fire. That's why they're so diligently trying to contain it. Of course, it'll be several hours, according to fire officials, before this is brought under control. I did some checking, and this is about a little more than 10 miles just south of Walt Disney World. So likely, if you're at Disney World today, you're seeing this smoke and wondering what's going on.
No doubt. Ken, thank you. Breaking news from overseas. Russia is ramping up its attacks on Ukraine as it plows forward with a huge offensive. Ukraine's military says Russia launched 36 missiles overnight at key infrastructure. 16 of those were shot down, but several of them hit their targets. A separate attack on Ukrainian apartments also killed three people. The missile strikes come as NATO and other Western allies pledge more support for Ukraine.
Today, FBI agents will help students get their belongings from the site of that mass shooting at Michigan State University. These students, Ariel Anderson, Alexandria Verner, and Brian Frazier, all died in the attack. The five others who were hurt are still in critical condition this morning. Overnight, hundreds of students, faculty, and others gathered for a vigil. Many brought flowers to honor the lives lost. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered a message to the crowd.
We shouldn't have to live like this. We shouldn't have to subconsciously scan every room for an exit, go through the grim exercise of figuring out who our last call would be to.
The gunman took his own life after the shooting. Police have not said what led him to carry out that attack.
New this morning, a Nest camera captures the moment a military helicopter went down over an Alabama neighborhood, killing two people. You can see the helicopter just drop out of the sky right there. The military says two National Guardsmen died in that crash yesterday afternoon in Huntsville. It happened during a training flight. Investigators are working to figure out what caused the helicopter to go down.
Five people will need a new place to live after a fire in southern Johnston County. The three adults and two kids managed to make it out of their home on U.S. 701 that's near Marler Road when the flames started last night. One family member was taken to the hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. Investigators are looking into what caused that fire, what started it. The American Red Cross is helping the family.
The city of Raleigh wants your thoughts today on a route for a new bridge over the Beltline between two busy interchanges in Midtown. The city's proposing three options for the bridge over I-440 between Six Forks Road and Wake Forest Road. All three routes link up to Barrett Drive. An open house will happen from 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Five Points Center for Active Adults.
Raleigh is the hottest real estate market in the country. That's according to a new ranking from the U.S. News and World Report. The report looked at factors like healthy demand, supply, and financing options, affordable monthly mortgage to income ratio, and a strong job market. Experts say buyer demand has grown in part to better mortgage rates. And while demand has simmered down, housing options still remain a challenge.
It's still kind of tough, right? We're still low on inventory, and real estate at the end of the day is always supply and demand.
Another Triangle City was featured on this new ranking. Durham came in at number three, that tied with Austin, Texas.
Steven Spielberg opens up about Harry Potter, and we're getting a new look at two new movies coming out. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
I just thought this was a great story. It was a great
Steven
story.
Spielberg kicked off two major film franchises, Indiana Jones and Jurassic Park, but he turned down a third, Harry Potter. Spielberg says he and wife Kate Capshaw were just starting a family when he got the offer, which would have meant spending months filming in London, so he declined.
There were dragons when I was a boy.
How to Train Your Dragon is going live action. Dean DeBlois, the filmmaker behind the original trilogy, is writing, directing, and producing the live action version, due in theaters in March of 2025. All three animated dragon movies were nominated for the Best Animated Film Oscar.
One name came back. The past came back too.
There may have been a time when Damien had your back. No friends in the industry. That's not what he's doing now.
Jonathan Majors looks even more dangerous in the final trailer for Creed 3. He plays an ex-con with nothing to lose and a score to settle with Michael B. Jordan's Adonis Creed. Tessa Thompson also stars. Creed 3 opens in theaters March 3rd. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
The Masked Singer is back here on Fox 50. Season 9 started off with some big surprises. So we have a spoiler alert for you. We are about to show you who was unmasked. So look away if you haven't seen last night's premiere.
Is it?
The legendary Tony Grammy and Emmy Award winner, the one and only Dick Van Dyke!
Oh, my God.
Come on. That's for real right there. The Gnome was musical, theater, acting, great Dick Van Dyke. Judge Nicole Scherzinger burst into tears at the sight of this, considering her own musical and theater background. The second reveal of the night was the Mustang, and it was Nashville star Sarah Evans.
Wow, two legends right there. I mean, Nicole Scherzinger, I love her. She cries at everything on that show. I mean, sometimes rightfully so, because she has her own background in theater as well. So, I mean, she was probably just like, oh my gosh, I am in the presence of somebody that I've looked up to, so.
And I loved it because I watched a little bit of it last night, but
I didn't get
the whole reveal. So,
yeah.
So there it is.
There it is.
Comes full circle for me. A former congressman from North Carolina is ordered to answer questions. How Mark Meadows is now tied up in the investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Time now is 8:26 on your Thursday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories, and we're going to begin with traffic. Brian Trader tracking a couple of backups on the roads this morning, Brian.
The biggest delays that we're following right now, Michelle, are on the north side of Raleigh on 540 westbound. We have a crash just before you get to the Six Forks Road interchange, and we're looking at about a 30-minute backup from Lewisburg Road out towards Six Forks Road. I want to zoom into that area, show you which exits to avoid. Lewisburg Road, Capitol Falls, you're all going to be stuck in traffic getting on those getting on 540 westbound from those exits. Consider using Six Forks or Creedmoor Road. From there, 540 is in good shape all the way out toward the airport.
And it's a pretty morning. We do have a little bit of cloud cover that streamed in, very similar to yesterday. Goldsboro, the camera's shaking just a little bit. We're going to have some blustery winds this afternoon, but it's all just pushing warm air in. Right now, it's 59 in Lewisburg, 55 in Fayetteville, 60 in Rocky Mount, and 59 degrees in Goldsboro. It's lovely out there. This afternoon, we climbed to 78, and the kids who have sports practices this evening, it's going to feel wonderful for that. 72 at 5 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, it's still 68.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Classes are canceled today for a wellness day at NC State. That's where you're looking live right now. It comes after the university confirmed its eighth on-campus death since the start of the school year. The wellness day was planned before the semester started. And a decade-long push to expand Medicaid in North Carolina could take a big step forward at the General Assembly today. You're also looking live there. A final vote is planned in the House to provide health insurance coverage to 600,000 people in our state. We're one of 11 states that have yet to expand the federal program. Coming up next on Fox 50, the big changes at RDU happening today that could impact your next flight. And then ahead on today, the star of The Crown, Elizabeth Debicki, is live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
After a stressful semester and eight student deaths on campus, classes are canceled today at NC State. That's where you're looking live. What you need to know as a wellness day gets underway.
I'm tracking two big backups in Wake County. We'll check the sensor readings coming up and show you which exits to avoid.
And a lot of excitement here at RDU. While one airline is calling RDU home now, another one will be launching today. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the growth and why passengers say it's a win for them.
A next story you'll want to hear before you head out to the airport if you're doing that today. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday. I'm Michelle McConnell.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, staying put here on our Thursday because it is nice enough right where we are.
Yes,
no question about it. A little breezy out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. And a little bit cloudy also. But we're about to crack 60 here at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, take the hell. Look at that. 59 degrees. And that's all around the Triangle area. A little bit of blue sky trying to peek out there in Durham. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today. It'll skew a little bit cloudier than it will sunny today, but we have the southwesterly wind that's continuing to push the warmth into our area, so we're going to be climbing on up into the upper 70s for highs this afternoon. 55 in Fayetteville, 58 in Southern Pines, 60 now in Rocky Mount, and 61 in Goldsboro. It's toasty out there. Our temperatures are 5 to 12 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. Yesterday we hit 76, so we're going to see maybe a few degrees warmer than that this afternoon, and it stays warm all the way through the evening. As a matter of fact, we don't really fall below 60 overnight tonight. We do take a look at some cloud cover that's streaming in for us as we get through the afternoon in particular. There's lunchtime. We move it on out to the evening commute, and you can just continue to see that flow of moisture coming out of the southwest. We do have rain in the forecast for the morning. This is a look at 8 a.m., and we're just starting to see that work its way into our northern western counties. So earlier, it looked like that rain would be with us as early as 6 a.m. So the models have really slowed down the arrival of the rain over the last 24 hours. And that also means that it may stick around a little bit longer. A lot of folks may be headed to Fan Fest tomorrow. That's the celebration of the outdoor hockey game. It may be a little bit wet there up until the early afternoon. And then a big drop in our temperatures happens. I'll walk you through that coming up, Brian.
All right. Here at 8:32, Elizabeth, let's talk about these two big backups that we're following. First of all, on the north side of Raleigh on 540 westbound, reports of a crash, according to our partners at Waze, between Falls of Neuse Road and Six Forks Road. When you take a look at the delays altogether, about a 30-minute backup as you head away from Lewisburg Road out towards Six Forks Road. Avoid using Capitol Falls or Six Forks this morning. If you're picking up 540 westbound from the other side of Six Forks Road out toward Creedmoor Road, you should be in pretty good shape heading out toward the airport and beyond. Also going to check in on that live camera at 64 at Edgemont Road. Looking back toward the 64 Business Interchange, we had an earlier crash. Latest sensor trends indicate that it's starting to clear up out there. Still seeing some significant delays, though, coming in from Zebulon toward Knightdale. About a 26-minute backup on 64 westbound. Consider using 97 to 64 Business, and then from there rejoin 87 southbound on the other side of those delays.
Brian, classes are canceled at NC State today as the university holds a wellness day for students to focus on their mental health. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live from campus to explain why a day like this is much needed right now. Laura?
Yeah, Michelle, here on campus, I've been speaking with a few people, and one student told me that although many of them are happy that they do not have to go to classes today, they're still feeling a little overwhelmed with a long list of things to do. The university is hoping to relieve some of that stress by having wellness activities such as a relaxation station and even yoga. Now, this wellness day was already on the calendar before the semester began, but it became very timely after a student was found dead this past Saturday in Sullivan Hall. This is the fifth reported suicide at the school and the eighth student death overall this school year. In recent months, NC State has increased the number of counselors on campus and is now providing telehealth services. We talked to a few students here who expressed feeling emotionally numb and overwhelmed. The university said students can reach a counselor immediately. They no longer have to wait on a wait list if they are seeking that support from a mental health specialist. The event here today starts at 10 a.m. and will run until 4 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
One of the two people charged in a road rage shooting in Durham County will face a judge today. The sheriff's office says 31-year-old Ira Thorpe was behind the wheel when he fired several shots at another car after a crash earlier this month. Surveillance video captured the shooting at a gas station off Highway 70. Thorpe faces several felony charges. Deputies say Tiffany Carr was a passenger in that vehicle. She's charged with several misdemeanors. There were a lot of shots fired, but no one was hurt in that shooting.
We've made calls to learn more about a deadly crash in Cumberland County. Investigators say a person was hit by a car on NC 210, that's Lillington Highway, just before 7 o'clock last night. Officers say the driver of the car stayed at the scene. They did not share what led up to the crash or if any charges are pending. We're working to learn the name of the person who died.
A student at Cleveland High School in Johnston County is facing felony charges after deputies say a gun and ammunition were found in his car. A school resource officer found the gun in the car after investigators say Joelle Thomas started acting strangely. They say Thomas did not try to bring the gun inside the school. He's being held on an $11,000 bond. Meantime, WRL has also learned a student brought an airsoft-style rifle to West Millbrook Middle School in Raleigh. Officials say the student showed it to other kids Wednesday and gave it to a classmate. Sheriff's office hasn't said if charges will be filed in that case.
Well, big changes are coming today to RDU International. That is where you are looking live right now. New flights are arriving at the airport as the Triangle continues to grow. WRL's Nia Harden is at RDU to show us the expansion underway.
This morning, we saw passengers checking in here at Avelo Airlines, and the big thing here is that they are now calling this spot home as they move into Terminal 1. And later today, Breeze Airways will have its first flight out of RDU. Breeze will be the fourth new airline launched in the last year. RDU says passenger growth is just under pre-pandemic levels, with more than 11 million travelers coming through RDU in 2022. From 2021 to 2022, the airport saw a nearly 35% increase in travelers. The new carriers are likely to bring more passengers as they run more nonstop flights. Breeze Airways will have three nonstop destinations: Hartford, Connecticut, Providence, Rhode Island, New Orleans, Louisiana, and five more coming soon. Avelo will be the only airline serving Fort Myers, Sarasota, Bradenton, and West Palm Beach nonstop from RDU.
For me, is that it flies nonstop to Fort Myers, so one less trip to the airport. It seems busier, there's more options, and even the airport, more things to eat, more places to shop.
The airport authority will also be meeting today to talk about several things, including airport parking growth. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Wake County.
New this morning, an NC State employee will be in a Wake County courtroom this morning on charges including sexual battery. William Nixon of Garner was arrested on campus yesterday on charges out of Johnston County. He's an employee of the school's College of Veterinary Medicine. Authorities say he faces charges of sexual battery, simple assault, and assault on a female. He's also accused of threatening to shoot up a home in Johnston County.
We're learning more about the purpose behind a Chinese spy balloon shot down over South Carolina earlier this month. Senior U.S. officials now believe that balloon was supposed to collect data on military bases in Guam and Hawaii. They think the balloon was blown off course, and that's how it ended up over the U.S. mainland. Investigators also don't think the other three objects downed in the days that followed were surveillance machines. China said last night the U.S. overreacted in its response and threatened further action.
The FBI has reportedly searched the University of Delaware as it investigates President Biden's handling of classified documents. A source familiar with the investigation says those searches happened in the last few weeks. Agents took materials from two university locations on two different days. According to the source, the materials did not appear to have classified markings. A White House spokesman did not respond to a request for comment.
We are just 2 days, 11 hours, and 20 minutes away from the big stadium series game at Carter-Finley Stadium, which has been transformed into a hockey rink. The Carolina Hurricanes will take on the Washington Capitals on Saturday. And ahead of the game, we're watching the Fan Fest downtown. We'll have live coverage of the event tomorrow. It's going to be a huge day of free fun for everyone. No tickets necessary. You can find a complete rundown of Friday's events on WREL.com.
A call for accountability after that train derailment in Ohio sent toxic chemicals into the air.
They screwed up our town. They're going to fix it.
Just ahead, the new problems facing the train company behind that derailment. Plus,
I'm checking all the social medias. I'm trying to reach them.
A local restaurant owner from Turkey waits for answers overseas as many of his friends remain missing after that deadly earthquake.
Plus, it's another warm day in our area as you look live in Wilson. The whirligigs enjoying that breeze out there. There is a chance for rain on the way, and we'll show you when that could arrive in our 7-day forecast next. I'm pretty sure Lake Gaston has not heard of that breeze that's around the triangle right now, because that is as still as it gets. Beautiful look at Lake Gaston. The warmth is there as it is around the Triangle, and Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with another look right behind us here.
Guaranteed there are going to be some fishermen out there this afternoon. Maybe this evening. You know, fish don't bite in the middle of the day, so this evening is still going to be nice and mild. This is a live look right out our back door, and you can see a mix of sun and clouds. We'll call this mostly cloudy, but there's definitely a little blue that's peeking through. This is the way things are going to be for us for much of the day. We're going to see, you know, some blue sky trying to peek through, but mostly it'll be fairly cloudy. 59 is our current temperature. We jump to 73 at lunchtime and to 78 for the high this afternoon. It's very warm temperatures. Looking at 75 in Roxborough and 76 in South Hill, 77 in Southern Pines and 79 in Fayetteville and Clinton as highs this afternoon. That's close to record highs. And interestingly enough, last week that would have set a record high, that 78 and 79. And we did break several records last week. But this week, you know, we're 1 week closer to spring and 81 is the record for today in Raleigh and 82 is the record in Fayetteville. So we're going to miss it maybe just by a few degrees. Still, even though it may be cloudy from time to time and a little bit breezy, you know, these temperatures, 73 at lunchtime, 70 at dinner time around 7 o'clock. It's hard to pass up the opportunity to eat outside today. Back to our west, folks are dealing with some severe storms. The red shaded area is where we've had a tornado watch. A number of severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings have been popping up overnight. It's begun to back off just a little bit, but that will continue to spread up to the north and east. And by the time the cold front moves in here tomorrow, the threat for severe weather will be much diminished. As a matter of fact, we're not under even a level one risk for tomorrow, which is great news. Our temperatures at lunchtime will climb up into the low 70s. We'll be in the upper 70s this afternoon. This is a look at our cloud cover and temperatures together. This is 5 o'clock. We'll push it ahead to the morning. Look what happens. Our temperatures just really don't drop. We'll see temperatures in the low to mid 60s tomorrow morning at this hour. And then gradually we see some rain that moves in. This is a little slower look. The computer models are bringing this in a little bit later. So we start to see the rain between 8 and 9 o'clock. And then it lingers a little bit longer too. At lunchtime, we're still seeing a good swath of rain across our viewing area. Still a sprinkle or two at around 2 o'clock in the Triangle, but by 3 o'clock or so, it's all out of here. We do clear fairly quickly, but our temperatures also drop fast. We're looking at 50 degrees at about 545, 40 in Roxborough, and we'll keep dropping into the 40s. So if you're headed to FanFest, which is the big celebration of the outdoor hockey game on Saturday, take a jacket with you. Wait, you know, maybe until about 2 or 3 to head out there once the rain is over, but plan for it to be breezy and chilly. On Saturday, a high of 54, game time temperatures will be in the low 40s. And then right away, we jump back to spring-like temperatures. We're in the 70s for parts of next week.
And here in the WRA Live Center, we continue to track this massive fire at a nursery supply company in Kissimmee, Florida. These are aerial shots from a chopper from our affiliate down there in Orlando. They're putting like 45 gallons of water per minute on this fire. Apparently 2 acres of worth of pallets with plastic planters are burning. No word yet on how this fire started. Firefighters say it will take several hours to get it under control.
Ken, thank you for that update. A local family who lost 5 relatives in the earthquakes in Turkey is hoping to hear from other loved ones. More than 40,000 people have died from that quake. Oguz Babul, the owner of Bosphorus and Carry, lost his cousin, her husband, their 2 children, their grandmother, and 6 of his friends. They died waiting to be rescued after their building collapsed. Babul and his family partner with the American Turkish Association of North Carolina to collect donations. They'll be used to buy the items survivors need most. He has several friends that he's still waiting to hear from as well.
I'm checking all the social medias. I'm trying to reach them. Some of them I can able to reach, but some of them I'm still waiting for news.
The American Turkish Association will hold a fundraiser this Sunday in Cary. You can learn more or you can make a donation by clicking on this story on WREL.com. And even as hopes fade for survivors trapped in the rubble of that earthquake, first responders still making miracles. Take a look at this new video at 8 o'clock here on Fox 50 shows a 17-year-old girl being pulled to safety after 248 hours. It's now been more than 10 days since that earthquake hit.
New on Fox 50, Norfolk Southern faces possible legal action over its train derailment that has an entire Ohio community worried about toxic air and water. EPA Administrator Michael Regan, who is from North Carolina, will be in that community of East Palestine today. Scientists say their tests show the air around the train crash site is safe to breathe. But hundreds gathered last night at a town hall to raise their concerns. Norfolk Southern did not attend, citing threats to its staff. The mayor of East Palestine said he'll hold the company accountable.
I have the village on my back, and I'll do whatever it takes to make this right. They screwed up our town, they're going to fix it. If they don't, I'll be the first one calling all you back to do this all over again.
Norfolk Southern has promised $1 million for cleanup efforts. It's now been nearly 2 weeks since that train derailed. A former congressman from North Carolina now faces a federal subpoena linked to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. A special counsel investigating former President Trump's role in the riot issued the subpoena for Mark Meadows last month. Meadows served as Trump's chief of staff. He previously fought a subpoena from a grand jury investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. A judge later ordered him to testify.
Developers who want to transform Durham's Northgate Mall will talk about their plans this evening. Tonight's meeting is happening at 6 o'clock at the former Dress Barn at the mall. Developers want to convert the old Sears building into more shops, a retail anchor store, and a small park. The layout of the mall would stay about the same, but developers want to give it a fresh look. And the newest Dunkin' is now open in Fayetteville. The restaurant on Cliffdale Road opened its doors for the first time at 5 o'clock this morning. The first 100 guests in the drive-thru lane will receive coupons for 4 free coffee each month for 14 months. That's a good deal.
So if you need to get some grocery shopping done, you might want to listen to this. There are a lot of great deals in our area this week. Our WRL Smart Shopper, Faye Prosser, joins us now with the top sales to fit our budgets. Faye, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. There are some great deals at the grocery stores this week, including in the produce aisle. You'll find red, green, or romaine leaf lettuce, only 99 cents each at Food Lion. Multicolor peppers in a 3-pack, only $2.49 at Aldi, and blackberries in a 6-ounce container, $1.39 for My Lidl members at Lidl. And over in the meat aisle, you'll find great buy on chicken drumsticks or thighs, only 99 cents a pound at Food Lion. Chicken breast, boneless in a value pack, $1.79 a pound at Harris Teeter. Springer Mountain split chicken breasts, only 99 cents a pound at Lowe's Foods. And also at Lowe's Foods, you'll find 80% lean ground beef in a 3-pound family pack, only $2.99 a pound. And I know many of us are on the hunt for good egg deals. And at Lowe's Foods this week, you will find their large white eggs, 12 count for $3.59, but there is a $3 Lowe's Foods digital coupon, bringing it down to 59 cents. There is a limit of one, still a fantastic deal. Plus, you'll find Happy Farms spring cheese, 12-ounce, $2.19 at Aldi, and pizza dough ball over at Food Lion for only $1.25. If you like donuts, you can score a 12-count, buy one, get one free at Food Lion for $2.75 each. And Harris Teeter beans are on sale, buy two, get two free. Plus, if you like orange juice, you'll find it for only two for $4 at Lidl. And peanut butter Peter Pan, 16.3 ounce, buy one, get one free for $1.40 at Publix. And finally, at Publix, for all of you Duke's Mayo fans, a 30 ounce jar is only $2.66. They're on sale, buy one, get one free. And of course, I've got a list for you of all the top grocery deals on the WRAL Smart Shopper page.
Yeah, certainly some stock-up prices right there. For more information, you can go to that consumer tab, search Smart Shopper on WRL.com. Faye, thank you so much.
Well, we're getting a rare look at the inside of the Titanic wreckage. You have to see this. This never-before-seen video was taken during a 1986 dive. Robert Ballard, along with a team, discovered the shipwreck just a year before. They went back the following year with a submarine and a robotic vehicle equipped with a camera that ventured inside the wreck.
I think that's what people will probably enjoy the most is the inside of the Titanic, which until now, that's not been released.
It's incredible. The release of the video coincides with the 25th anniversary of the movie Titanic. Ballard continues to hunt for other shipwrecks around the world. The UN estimates there's 3 million ancient shipwrecks. So far, Ballard has found 100. And before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.